Welcome back, Anita Marks, John Schmoke, and Paul Dottino. We're with you for your Giants wrap-up report. Yesterday we talked offense. Today, gentlemen, we're going to focus on the defense. And John, first and foremost, defensively, probably one of the biggest criticisms for the Giants this season was the inability to stop the rush.
And that was the core of all of their problems on defense. It all comes down to not being able to stop the run. And Coach Coughlin says it at every press conference. Perry Fuel says it. If you want to succeed on defense, even the players say it, the first thing you have to do is stop the run. And the Giants simply could not do it all year long. Whether it was Alfred Morris or LeSean McCoy or DeMarco Murray or any other the laundry list of guys the Giants made look like Pro Bowl running backs, they did not stop the run all year long. And here's the bottom line. This defense is known for their pass rush and their sacks. You know why they didn't get a whole lot of them this year? Because teams are in third and short. They're in third and manageable because the Giants could not stop the run.
It is. It's a great point to make, Paul. Your assessment in regard to the fact that they could not stop the run and they could not get to the quarterback. Their sack totals, it's something we talked about that we heard from fans all season long. Why aren't they getting to the quarterback?
Middle of the pack in terms of sacks this year for the Giants, 33. Look at the big three. JPP, Tuck, and OC combined for 16.5. Folks, you remember that number? That's how many JPP had by himself in 2011. Obviously, not enough. The Giants were last in the NFL this year in forcing three and outs by the opposition. Why? Because they gave up 5.7 yards per touch on first down, which I believe was somewhere in the neighborhood of 26th in the NFL, which goes back to what you just said a minute ago. Didn't stop the run early, set themselves up into bad positions defensively on second and third down, and consequently the pass rush was not getting home.
John, let's talk about the linebacking core. Chase Blackburn coming off a great Super Bowl and that interception we saw him have against the Patriots. They bring in Keith Rivers. Michael Boley had a great year last year. And you had a lot of young, exciting, talented linebackers kind of coming into their sophomore season. But this core, this group, they did not meet expectations, at least for me. I'm sure for you as well. What went wrong this year?
Yeah, unfortunately, the only guy to me that played better than expectations would have to be Chase Blackburn. He comes in midseason last year, had that great run, and I think he really did carry that over to this season. He played extremely well. He was often behind the line of scrimmage, had a lot of tackles for losses, forced fumbles, sacks, interceptions. I thought Chase made the most of his opportunity and his talent. But really, in my opinion, it ends there. You did not see a lot from Mathias Kiwanuka at linebacker. Michael Boley had an extremely quiet year. Jaquan Williams dealt with that knee injury the whole season. And the couple chances Mark Herzlick had at linebacker, he frankly did not take advantage of them and did not play very well. Spencer Paysinger showed he could do a little bit on defense in addition to special teams. But I think you need to create either from within or from without some playmakers at linebacker to improve this defense next year.
Going from linebacker to the cornerback position, some highs and some lows this season, Paul. The highs were Prince Amukamara. He really kind of set the tone and showed us what he can do and why he was a first-round draft pick for Jerry Reese. But unfortunately, Corey Webster not having a career year.
Corey Webster really had probably the worst year he's had since maybe year three of his career. And, you know, you had the hamstring thing going on first half of the season. You had the fractured hand going on. And he never seemed to regain his confidence. I really think that the injuries hampered him in the first half of the season. And then he just never got it back. The Giants need to get Corey Webster playing like Corey Webster again, or it's going to be a problem because, you know, you mentioned Prince. Well, Hosley showed a lot as a rookie, but he also made a lot of rookie mistakes. He's going to be good, folks, but you need at least three corners on the field most of the time in this game. Remember, it's not your dad's league anymore. It's a passing league. And so Corey Webster, who's got a $7 million base next year, is probably going to have to redo that number and come back with a bounce-back season for the Giants to be effective.
Your dad's or your granddaddy's?
Well, him too.
Okay. Going from the corners to the safeties, John, this is probably one of the areas on defense that I think surpassed expectations.
Bright spots.
Absolutely. And Stevie Brown, who, by the way, this past week was named NFC Defensive Player of the Week, 8 interceptions on the season. He was really a huge highlight on this defense.
And the fact he wasn't a Pro Bowler is a bit of a joke that you have that many turnovers and you don't make the Pro Bowl. But as Paul mentioned, the Pro Bowl is a big, you know, popularity contest, yeah, for lack of a better word. But I think the Giants safeties really were a highlight this season. I think Anshar Roll played a lot better this year than he did last year. And he is such an unselfish guy. He's played linebacker, corner, safety. He'll do anything you ask him. You mentioned Stevie Brown. An unbelievable year. A big play guy. The one thing the defense did well this year, Paul, was create turnovers. And Stevie Brown was a big part of that. Now, the Giants will have a decision to make on Kenny Phillips. How much do you pay this guy when he has a knee issue? He's an unrestricted free agent. Do you bring him back long-term? Is it a one-year proposition? Can he get more money somewhere else? That's something the Giants will have to decide. But I think that safety position, a real bright spot. And you can't forget Will Hill either. The young man who missed a full year of football last year came in, has shown a lot of raw potential, but he still has a lot to learn.
All right, so, gentlemen, let's break it down. The defense overall and some changes that you possibly foresee coming up in 2013.
Well, you pretty much know that Osei Umenyiora is looking at other waters, figuring he's going to get some more money. And so that member of the Big Three, kind of unlikely to be back. But I think the Giants can move Kiwanuka from linebacker to the defensive line, which is where I think he should be anyway. So that kind of helps out that deal. Nonetheless, the defensive tackle spot is a bit of a concern. You know, they were really banged up this year, folks. Between Candy going on PUP after the offseason knee surgery, Sean Rogers had a blood problem, so he was on IR for the season. Marcus Coons coming back from knee surgery. Linval Joseph had a real good year, by the way, folks. Let's not forget that. He kind of goes under the radar, had a real good year. Marvin Austin, however, he's an enigma. He's a show-me player right now. You got to show me something, Marvin, coming in training camp, or I don't know if you're going to make the team. Giants need to fortify that defensive tackle spot.
John?
To me, the two spots where you got to get better this year is linebacker and cornerback. Paul mentioned the defensive tackles. Well, Chris Canty played well when he came back. Linval Joseph was good, but they still couldn't stop the run. So that tells me the problem, more than likely, is at the linebacker position. Chase Blackburn, you know what you got. Can Mark Herzlich step up and challenge him for that spot next year? If the Giants don't think he can, maybe you need to bring in competition elsewhere. You need a playmaking Sam linebacker. I agree. Mathias Kiwanuka will play a lot more at end next year. Let's bring in a hard-hitting Sam linebacker that can stop the run and really bang up the tight end at the line of scrimmage trying to get off the line of scrimmage. And can Michael Boley return to the performance he had last year? Or is it time for Jaquan Williams, if he can stay healthy for a whole year, something he has not proven yet in this league, to step up on the weak side? And as for the corners, you mentioned Prince and Hosley, two young guys. Let's see it. They've shown potential. Let's see it consistently. Prince Amukamara has not been asked to cover the opposing team's best wide receiver yet. He's always covered the number two guy, and he's had help. Hosley had some issues in the slot early. The Giants need help from within a corner. I think they'll look outside the organization at linebacker.
John Schmelk, Anita Marks, Paul Dottino. This has been your Giants Report, talking all things Big Blue defense. Stay tuned. Tomorrow we'll talk special teams. So that and a lot more coming your way here on Giants.com.